After decades of study, the Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission has settled on a proposal to reroute the highway away from the Allegheny Tunnel in Somerset County and instead cut through the Allegheny Mountain. Some area residents, environmental groups, and politicians are against the Allegheny Mountain Realignment Project, which the commission says is necessary for safety and traffic. Opponents recently held a press conference at the state capitol, including Tom Schuster, director of the Sierra Club's Pennsylvania chapter. I spoke with him about the proposal. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Can you just first describe what this section of the turnpike looks like now?
We have a tunnel that used to just be a single tunnel, one lane in each direction. Back in the 60s, I believe, they put another tunnel in there to accommodate two lanes in each direction. It is approximately a mile long. The roadway has been widened, and it is part of the Turnpike Commission's plan to essentially widen the entire system to three lanes in each direction. That would not be feasible with the existing tunnels that they have.
What are your main environmental concerns about this proposed new route?
It's disturbing. The Allegheny Mountain is one of the longest and most important remaining ridges that is uninterrupted for wildlife migration. What this cut would do is essentially cut off movements for terrestrial wildlife. It would interfere with the hydrology in the area. We have headwaters for numerous streams, including the Juniata River. There are aquifers that are relied upon by local towns for municipal drinking water. There's bat hibernacula, there's porcupine dens, there's the Mountain Field and Stream Club has installed a trail camera up there that they've seen all sorts of wildlife, including bear and bobcats. And they're proposing to put a wildlife crossing to try to mitigate the impact, but it's impossible to mitigate that kind of impact. There's no wildlife crossing that can substitute for the actual mountain as it exists right now. We would see significant degradation of the ecology in the area and of local wildlife populations.
I understand that the Turnpike Commission is going to be using eminent domain to acquire the land necessary to go forward with this new route. Who would that impact the most?
The largest landowner in the area is the Mountain Field and Stream Club, which is a private sportsman's club. They have owned and stewarded the land on top of the mountain for over 100 years, and they run educational programming. They're a membership organization, and they're not interested in giving it up, so it would have to be condemned by the Turnpike Commission. They've been opposing this for decades, and the Mountain Field and Stream Club has, since the beginning, kind of reached out to other local folks to spread the word, and I've been amazed at how universal the opposition to this is. Every local person that I've talked to opposes it. When we got involved and started educating our membership on it so that there's more statewide awareness about this, we've yet to find anybody who's defending this project. And so, you know, the question is, really, who is this for?
The Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission has said that the Allegheny Mountain realignment is necessary because of the high crash rate going in and out of the existing tunnels and increased volume of traffic, and that rehabbing the tunnels wouldn't solve those problems and a new tunnel would be more expensive. What do you think is a good alternative?
I question the Turnpike Commission and their priorities on this, frankly. They have a rather narrow set of priorities, and they're looking to solve an engineering problem. And this is a much bigger issue than an engineering problem, right? I mean, we're talking about permanently destroying a mountain that is part of a range that was formed when we were part of a supercontinent, Pangaea, right? Like this is a mountain range that used to be bigger than the Himalayas. It existed before there was an Atlantic Ocean. If we cut through it like this, it will be a permanent scar. It will not be something that ever goes away. And so when we're talking about something on that scale, traffic doesn't matter. Frankly, it's a values question. Are you going to compare traffic problems to destruction on a geologic timescale? I don't think that their proposed solution is going to be a lot better. You may mitigate some of the problems that arise from having a tunnel which doesn't have shoulders, right? But you create a new set of problems because you're going through an exposed roadway at a higher elevation than the tunnel, so you're going to have fog issues. We see those on all of the other ridge crossings. You're having to use a lot more road salt. The Citizens to Save Allegheny Mountain has flagged a concern about creating a steeper grade that will go into a less sharp curve, but with a steeper grade, and you're going to have vehicles that are traveling at a higher rate of speed. And so I don't think it's as simple as the Turnpike Commission would have people believe that the tunnel is causing problems, and if we get rid of the tunnel, we're not going to have any problems.
The Turnpike Commission has been studying this project for many years. There have been opportunities for public feedback, and the project is what the commission calls in its preliminary engineering stage. It'll be years before any construction begins. But is it too late to change minds and directions now?
I don't think so. I don't think it's too late for a couple of reasons. Number one, until they actually start constructing the thing, it's still a paper exercise. And one of the options that they've considered all along is the no-build option, where they just rehab the existing tunnels. The option that the Citizens for to Save Allegheny Mountain has proposed is actually boring a third tunnel. Frankly, I think what it's going to come down to is a question of political accountability. The Turnpike Commission, yes, they've taken public comment, but all of the public comment has been opposed, and they're moving forward anyway. There are other leaders in the state that do feel accountable and can do something about it. And so we are appealing to them as well as the Turnpike Commission.
What are the next steps for the Sierra Club and for other people who are against this realignment project?
What we're really trying to do is demonstrate that opposition to the destruction of this mountain is something that unites people across the political spectrum, more so than any other environmental issue that I've ever worked on. And I think that should mean something. In times where we're so divided politically, particularly on environmental issues, when we have an issue like this that is so uniting across party lines. So I feel like the strategy is to try to raise awareness, continue raising awareness, and asking our leaders to essentially do what the people want. That's how the system is supposed to work.
Tom Schuster is the director of the Sierra Club's Pennsylvania chapter. There's more about the Turnpike's plans with an image of what the tunnel bypass will look like at alleghenyfront.org. You're listening to the Allegheny Front. I'm Kara Holsapple.